Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse-style kick in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school D&B, with crisp transients, dusty mids, and that heavy, forward-moving energy that makes a tune feel like it just stepped into a concrete rave space. The big idea here is simple. We are not just trying to make the kick louder. We want a kick that hits hard in the low end, speaks clearly at the front, carries some rough mid-range grit, and still leaves room for breaks and bass to breathe. That's the balance that gives this style its attitude. Start by choosing the right source kick. For this sound, you want something short and punchy, with a decent thump around the low end, and ideally a little dirt already in it. A clean analog style kick can work, an old school clipped kick can work, or you can build one from layers. If the sample is already good, keep it simple and shape it. If you're using simpler, turn warp off for one shots, use classic mode, and trim any dead air at the start so the hit feels immediate. Before you commit to an arrangement, place the kick in a simple 4-bar loop. We're building impact first, not finality. At this stage, listen for the kick's job. In this style, the kick should define momentum and attitude. It should not try to do everything at once. If it feels like it's covering sub, punch, and texture all by itself, split those rolls back out. A really useful way to think about this is in three layers: transient, body, and dust. The transient is the crack at the front. The body is the weight. The dust is the gritty mid-range texture that gives the kick character and makes it feel old, rough, and alive. If you're working with one kick sample and shaping it with devices, a solid stock chain is a Q8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. Use EQ8 lightly first. High pass very gently around 20 to 30 Hz if needed. Give a small boost around 55 to 75 Hz if the kick needs more weight, and cut a little around 200 to 350 Hz if it feels boxy. If it needs more click, a gentle presence lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help, but don't overcook it. We want heavy, not hyper clean. Next, drum bus is your friend for density and punch. A little drive, a little crunch, and some transient control can go a long way. If the low end gets cloudy, back off the boom and let the sample carry the weight instead. Then use saturator to add harmonics and help the kick translate on smaller speakers. Soft sine or analog clip modes are both good places to start, with just a few dB of drive. Keep your output trimmed so you don't fool yourself with extra loudness. Glue compressor should be subtle. The goal is to hold the shape together, not flatten the life out of it. A moderate attack, fairly quick release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Finish with utility, so the kick stays mono and your gain staging stays under control. If you want more precision, build the kick in layers. One layer can be the body, using a very short sine hit from operator with a quick pitch drop for that analog style punch. Another layer can be the attack, like a click, rim, or tiny Foley knock. High passed so it only adds definition. Then a third layer can be the dust, maybe a chopped bit of a break kick or a duplicate processed with saturator, redux, or even overdrive, filtered into the midrange. That dust layer is where the old-school character really starts showing up. Now let's talk transient shape. For jungle and old-school D&B, the transient should be clear and assertive, but not modern, clean, and brittle. If the kick feels too soft, shorten the start a little, and some drum bus transient, and use mild saturation to bring the front edge forward. If it gets too clicky, back off the brightness and let the body do the talking. A good rule of thumb here is that the kick should feel fast and confident, not oversized. In D&B, the kick often works better as a forceful pointer than as a giant boomy event. The dusty mids are where the style gets its personality. One easy move is to duplicate the kick, high pass the copy around 150 to 200 Hz, low pass it around 5 to 8 kHz, and then distort or saturate it lightly. Blend that quietly underneath the main kick. You can also try amp or overdrive for roughness, or a tiny bit of redux if you want that Sampor style grit. Use it in parallel and keep it controlled. The idea is texture, not noise. Now, tie the kick to the bassline. In drum and bass, the kick and bass need to work together like a machine. Use sidechain compression on the bass bus, but keep it subtle. We're not chasing massive pump here. We just want micro space so the kick front edge can land cleanly. Fast attack, short release, and maybe 1 to 4 dB of reduction is often plenty. Then place the kick so it pulls the phrase forward, landing just before or with key bass hits and leaving small gaps for the bass to breathe. That forward lean is a huge part of the groove. Once the sound is working, move into the arrangement. A warehouse kick feels strongest when it's introduced in stages. In the intro, maybe the kick is filtered, sparse, or paired with atmosphere and vinyl texture. In the build, Bring in more of the full body, add break edits, and open the filter over time. In the drop, let the kick hit clearly with the bass line and breaks filling the gaps. In a breakdown, strip away the low body and leave just the click or a thin filtered version so the next return feels bigger. A classic old-school DDNB structure works really well in 16-bar phrases. The first 8 bars can be a restrained groove, the next 8 can introduce more drum activity and tension, and the drop can bring the full pattern to life. One very effective trick is to make the first kick of each phrase slightly different. A tiny lift in volume, a touch more saturation, or an extra layer can make the arrangement feel alive instead of looped. In jungle, the kick sounds best when it lives around edited breaks, not isolated 4/4 drums. Use it to anchor the downbeats, while the amen or other break chops fill the syncopated spaces. Ableton tools like Sliced and UMIDI Track, Simpler, Beat Repeat, Auto Filter, and Drum Bus are all useful here. Think of the kick as the warehouse piston driving the whole break movement. Automation is where the track starts to feel like it's breathing. In the intro, you might keep the dust layer darker and the saturation lower. In the drop, you can open the mids a little, bring in more transient edge, and slightly deepen the sidechain on the bass. In a breakdown, remove the low body briefly and let the space do some of the work. That contrast is what makes the kick feel powerful when it returns. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the kick too long. A long tail will blur the groove and fight the bass. Second, don't overboost the sub. The kick should have weight, not take over the entire low end. Third, avoid making the transient too bright, or it will start sounding modern and brittle. Fourth, don't distort everything. Distortion is great on a parallel dust layer, but if you put it everywhere, the kick can lose focus. And finally, always check mono. Low-end weight needs to survive mono playback. Here's a practical pro move. Keep a clean core kick, then run a parallel dirt chain with saturator, redux, amp, and EQ8 band passed into the mids. Blend that underneath instead of destroying the main kick. That gives you grime without losing punch. Another useful trick is to tune the kick to the track, especially if you're working around a specific key. A kick fundamental that relates to the bass or synth harmony can make the whole tune feel more glued together. Also, don't forget the arrangement can create the feeling of weight. A kick feels heavier when it returns after a gap. Let the section breathe, then bring it back with intent. Sometimes the best way to make a kick hit harder is to stop it for a moment first. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 16-bar section using one kick source. Create 3 versions of the sound. A cleaner intro version, a fuller drop version, and a dirtier variation for later in the tune. Process the main kick with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. Arrange the first 4 bars with filtered kick and atmosphere, bring in break chops in the next 4, add bass in the next 4, and then go full energy in the last 4 with one extra variation. Automate one thing, like saturation or filter cutoff, and listen carefully to whether the kick leads the energy and leaves room for the other elements. If you want one final mindset to hold onto, it's this. For jungle and old-school DDNB, a slightly rough kick often works better than a perfectly polished one. Character beats cleanliness here. The goal is a kick that feels like a proper warehouse system turning on, with crisp front-end impact, dusty mid-range attitude, and enough control to sit inside a full drum and bass arrangement without fighting it. If you want, I can also turn this into a tighter voiceover version, a more energetic radio-style script, or a step-by-step Ableton session walkthrough.